We're doing Drashot HaRamban, and the Ramban has been discussing that all of humanity knew the stories of creation. When Moshe Rabbeinu came, he wasn't telling us something new. It was something that many people knew. Moshe Rabbeinu validated what he said with the miracles, and part of what the Jewish people recognized through his miracles is that God created the world and runs the world. And one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu did was bring the Egyptian sorcerers down to their knees. He brought them to a point where they said, "This is a finger of God." And the question is, what did they mean when they said that? So he begins by quoting the Ibn Ezra. And it's interesting that much of what the Ramban does in his explanation on the Torah is argue on the Ibn Ezra. So he quotes him, and he treats him with great reverence, but he argues with him. And he says in his introduction that with Ibn Ezra, we're going to have a declared war and the hidden love. He says we're going to have Ava Mesutere. So he has great fondness for the Ibn Ezra, but he doesn't agree with him very often. So over here as well, he begins with honoring the Ibn Ezra. He quotes the Ibn Ezra's explanation of this verse, that the sorcerers recognize this as the finger of God. Rabbi Avraham Piresh Mikre Haya Lanu Kaplishtim, that when they said this is the finger of God, what they meant to say is it's a coincidence. This is a Etzba Elokim Hi. Elokim is the force. It's a finger of the force. Meaning we say Elokim refers to God, but Elokim doesn't always have to refer to God. So the Ibn Ezra says, they didn't say this is Etzba Hashem. They didn't say we recognize this is God, the Tetragrammaton. We recognize it's him, it's his finger, he's the one doing this. They said, no, it's a finger of the force. So the Ibn Ezra says what they were saying is, it happens, you know, nature, it happens. We can't replicate this, but it's a finger of the force. Beino nachon beinai, but the Ramban says, I don't agree with that understanding of the verse. Because I noticed, says the Ramban, that after that plague, when the sorcerers could not replicate the plague of Kinim, the plague of lice, Paro never again asks them to replicate a plague. So it seems like Paro recognized that this was the hand of God, that when they conceded, this is the finger of God. And even though in later plagues, the verse says that the sorcerers themselves tried to replicate the plague and were unable to do so, the verse isn't telling us that Paro tried to have them replicate it, but rather they themselves wanted to and could not. What the verse is stressing is that the sorcerers tried to replicate the plague or to escape the plague, and they could not. But rather, when the verse says that the sorcerers said this is a finger of the potent, of the force, really they were conceding to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is because they tried to replicate the plague of lice and were unable to do so. Ve'amru Rabboteinu Zal, and our sages explained, En Hashem yachol livrot ri'ah puta mikadasha. The demon, these sorcerers had control of the shade of the demon, and the demon cannot create something that is smaller than a lentil. Biksha, so the Gemara asks, Vafilu chigamba lo matzi, what do you mean? Demons can't create anything. They can't even create something big as a camel. So the Gemara over there answers, Elahai machnich v'hai lo machnich. It's true, they don't create big things, but they make it look like they created big things. If a sorcerer who knows how to talk to demons is going to want to make a camel appear here, they'll bring a camel here. They'll make a camel appear. They didn't create that camel. They don't create it. But they go out to the wilderness, they find some camel, and they can swiftly bring it over here so it looks like they created it. Something that's small, they cannot do that. They can't do it. And the Ramban says, when I first read this Gemara, it seemed very far-fetched to me. Till I went and interviewed the sorcerers who talked to demons, the Ramban says. I want to understand the verse. So I went to sorcerers. Ramban. So I went to sorcerers and I asked them, Veshamati mehem, and I heard from them, Sheikshem od lahem melachat daka v'lesof torim dakim. And I heard from them that things that have to do with small objects is very difficult. It's very difficult for them to gather things that are small. And it's a very cumbersome, inconvenient task. And they understood it very well. Rambam says, I can't explain too much over here. I can't expand on this. Nonetheless, I have a different understanding in the verse. Because the verse says that the sorcerers tried to make a plague of lice. They tried to get lice. The verse explicitly says the sorcerers did it, but they were unable to do it. They tried and it didn't work. So you have to ask yourself, wait a second. They should know what they could and can't do. They know what they're capable or incapable of doing. They should know if a demon can gather small things or not. Even though this isn't a big question on the rabbis, because the people who deal with demons say they could only do it if they're dealing with the head demon, and then they think they could do it. But he says, I think that the correct pshat over here is differently. God wanted to annul their power from them now. So there was a godly intervention. The Ramban is going the route, he's saying a new pshat. Ordinarily, these sorcerers could have, it would have been difficult, but they could have made lice. God intervened here. So the sorcerers were standing there, and they were saying their incantations, and they said, now there'll be lice here. And everyone looked, and there was no lice. And then the sorcerers turned to Pharaoh, and they said, wait a second, yesterday this worked. Today it's not working. God's intervening here. This is the finger of God. It was a godly intervention specifically there. And that's also what happened with Eliyahu and the prophets of the Baal. Shamalem, we know when there was the contest on the mountain of Carmel between Eliyahu and the prophets of the Baal, Eliyahu said to them, "Bachahu apah, you choose whichever cow you want. And the God that answers with fire, he is God." The tzakum in a book about Tzoraim, what do the prophets do? They slaughter their cow, they put it on the altar, and they stand there wailing all morning. Now, what are they, stupid? You have prophets of the Baal. What did they think was going to happen when they're standing there all morning? If they didn't really believe that they could win this contest, they would have never entered the contest. Eliyahu challenges them and says, you take your animal, put it on the altar, and whatever God answers with fire, he is God. They say, fine. Why'd they say fine? They should have given some excuse and not entered the contest. Must be that ordinarily they would have been able to do it. They had a way of bringing out fire. And God annulled their plan. And that's why the sorcerers here said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. So to speak, they were saying, this is God's hitting us here. Ordinarily, when you hit someone, you say, this is the hand of God. But here, God wasn't really hitting them. It was just making them incapable of doing this feat. So that's why they say it's a finger of God. They meant this is like a small plague. This we could contend with. Nonetheless, says the Ramban, the sorcerers had to admit that the one who runs everything, he's the one that's with Moshe, and he's the one that's running everything that's happening until now. And everything that Moshe is doing is with the directive of Hashem. So what we saw today is that one of the feats that Moshe Rabbeinu did to show the people that God's running the world, created the world, and sent him, was making the plagues that the sorcerers could not replicate. When the sorcerers conceded this is a finger of God, what did they mean? So the Ramban gave a new explanation that it means that ordinarily they would have been able to do this feat, and here God changed the laws of nature or the laws of sorcery so that they were not able to perform an act that ordinarily in their sorcery they should have been able to perform to create these lice. Yeah? Okay.